Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
And I am Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. You can also text us on that number. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And we have a variety of ways for you to stay in touch with us throughout the week. You can
visit with Forever, fellow Forever 35 listeners.
Oh, this is true. For example, there is a whole Forever 35 subreddit on Reddit at reddit.com/r/Forever35. I'm not on it, but listeners are.
I'm on it.
Well, better go start a thread about why I'm cool.
Why Kate is cool. She definitely did not pay me to put this thread up.
You can visit our website, Forever 35 Podcast, for links to everything that we mention on the show. And you can follow us on Twitter at Forever 35 Pod, Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group. To get in, you need to know the password. The password is serums.
Indeed.
It's that easy.
It's just that easy. Kate Horse.
Oh, nay. I'm neighing over here. Nay, 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 nay. Hello, Dory. My sleep self-care is a mess. It's a mess. Woof-de-doo.
Talk to me.
Well, the first thing I should say is that many people are having all sorts of stress symptoms right now. So I know I'm not alone, which is very comforting because I posted about this on the old Graham Squawk Box, and many people were also have also been talking about the challenges they're having sleeping or other kind of, you know, manifestations of stress right now. But for me, almost every night I wake up at almost the exact same time, which is like literally 3 a.m. on the dot. I wake up with a jolt, like a start. I think it's time to get up. Like I like roll over and look at the clock and I'm like, time to start the day. And then it's...
And it's three.
And then I'm like, oh my God, fuck, it's the middle of the night. Like now what do I do? And sometimes I'm able to roll over and go back to sleep. And other nights, like this weekend, I was up till about, you know, 5 a.m. And luckily it was the weekend. And so I could, you know, like sleep in and my family just kind of like puttered around and watched TV. It wasn't a school day or a work day. Mm-hmm. But it's really, it's happening every night. No matter what mm-hmm. I do, you know, I have pretty good sleep hygiene, like give or take. You know, I am looking at my phone before I go to bed, but I go to bed on time. I'm not drinking coffee after 10 a.m. I exercise. I take melatonin. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's happening, Dory, is that I'm clenching my jaw while I sleep so that my jaw hurts during the day, which I didn't realize was a thing you dealt with.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
You so quit gum.
I quit gum. So this happened about 5 years ago. My jaw had been hurting. And then Matt and I went on vacation to Hawaii, which was amazing. But one day we were snorkeling. And, you know, you kind of have to, if you've ever snorkeled, you have to kind of keep your mouth around the, what's it called?
Yes, you have to like chomp.
Yeah. And my jaw kind of got frozen.
While you were snorkeling?
Yeah, like it was so weird. And I couldn't like get it out of position. It was terrifying. Finally, after like a day, I feel like it finally like went back, but it was really painful. And I was like, fuck, like this is horrible. And then when I got back home, a friend recommended a dentist who she had gone to deal with some TMJ stuff. And I went to him. He fitted me for a night guard. I wore the night guard. I stopped chewing gum. And I tried to do some like massage. I went to a massage therapist who did TMJ stuff. And that like sort of helped. Not really. I tried to do it on myself. But it took a while, I would say. And it's funny because it's actually been only recently, like within the past, I don't know, 6 to 12 months that I've been like, oh, my mouth actually feels normal lately. Like, I don't feel like I used to be like in pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really, really sucks. But I would say stop chewing gum. It definitely makes it so much worse. I know. I'm sorry. I had gum in my mouth all the time.
I love like, gum.
I went through like 2 packs of gum a day.
Yeah. I like sit and chew while I work and I just go like piece after piece after piece.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really hard to stop chewing gum, but all I had to do was think about how like in how much pain I was. And then I was like, I cannot chew any more gum. And I literally not one piece of gum has passed my lips since then. So it's been like 5 years now. Ugh. But it took a while for things to kind of start feeling better. I don't wear the night guard anymore. Okay. I haven't worn it for a couple years. But I think it helps to get checked out.
I think I'm going to. I need to go to the dentist anyway. I haven't been in like a year. So I think I need to get some help. It sounds like a night guard is a really good choice. I've talked to some people who have Botox their jaws and that has helped. But wowie, zowie. It really sucks.
It really, really, really sucks. I'm sorry you're dealing with this.
That's okay. I know we're all so stressed and it's all kind of coming out. And I feel like it comes out too at night, like whether we can't sleep or we're waking up or we're like having nightmares or the jaw clenching, like so much of it kind of comes out of our bodies when we're sleeping. Mm-hmm. But I'm struggling with all of it, but I'm also like aware of the fact that we are in kind of uncharted territory a little bit between, you know, just everything that is going on in the world and the election that's happening very soon and all, you know. Anyway, I'm working on trying to kind of heal it. I talked to my therapist about it today, so that was she's not a dentist, but
really, your therapist isn't also a dentist.
Wouldn't it be amazing if she was a moonlighting dentist?
That would be amazing. I will I think I've mentioned this in the last few weeks, but I haven't been waking up every night, and it's not always at 3, but I have been waking up more than I used to, and I'm with you. It really, really, really sucks. And a lot of times I'm not able to fall back asleep until like 5:45, and I wake up at 6:30, so it's like pretty pointless.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're having the kind where you don't fall back asleep easily.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I don't have trouble falling asleep, like when I go to bed, 98% of the time. Mm. But if I wake up in the middle of the night or early in the morning or whatever, I have a lot of trouble falling back asleep. And this happened a lot when I was pregnant too.
Well, I was able to the other night when I had that happen, and around 5 a.m. I was like, fuck it. And I put on a calm sleep story. Mm-hmm. And it worked. And I was listening and I was like, there's no way I'm going to fall asleep to this story. Like, this just, it's not going to happen. And then it did. So that for whatever reason, like listening to someone talk about something kind of mundane really is soothing.
Wow.
I don't know, yeah. Dory.
No, I hear that.
But I shared the story that I listened to, and many people love the narrator, Alan Sklar. He had like many fans who were responding to my story about him. He's got a very soothing
That's
voice.
So funny.
I'm sure he listens to the podcast, so he'll hear this.
Of course.
Yeah. He's a big Forever 35 fan, Alan Sklar.
I've heard that.
One thing I do think is interesting, you know, I made kind of a game plan with my therapist and talking about things that soothe me that are accessible for me right now to kind of get through the next couple of weeks. And I wanted to point out that I feel like you have really been turning to TV lately.
Mm.
Like you partake in TV, but I do feel like you've really found kind of like a home. A space of comfort in TV lately. I think that's kind of interesting. I don't know. Just pointing it out.
Hey, you know, I appreciate any perspective. I really do, because I feel like I'm just so, like, the days just all blend into each other. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And the panic just flows from every orifice.
Yes, yes, yes. It's also so funny, and I know that this is not like a new revelation, but it does occur to me now that like I can kind of only watch TV binging. Like, I can only watch like one show at a time.
Interesting. And you can't like wait week per week.
No.
That feels weird. Yeah.
That feels weird. And then also, like, if I'm watching a show, I will sometimes be watching a couple shows at once. But like, I think I prefer to get very engrossed in a show and feel like, okay, I need to watch this show and I need to finish it. And it's just so funny to think about like the way we grew up on TV. It was obviously not like that at all. Like,
no.
One, you know, Tuesday night you watch this show, Wednesday night you watch that show. Like, it was just, you know, you had to wait a week for the next episode. Like, it's just funny to think now this is totally changed our TV watching habits. Again, not a new revelation, something that everyone has thought about, but I just have been thinking about it because when I get into a show now, I like really get into it. And I've noticed that if I start a show and I don't keep watching it like immediately, that kind of means I'm like not that into it.
And what is your show of choice this week?
So my show of choice this week is The Queen's Gambit.
Of course it is. I've never even heard of this show, but this is a title worthy of you.
It is, truly. It's on Netflix. I'd seen it on my like Netflix home screen kind of being previewed, and I kind of ignored it. And then I saw Mary H.K. Choi tweet about it, and I was like, well, she has really good taste in everything. Let me tootle on over.
Look at you using tootle. I like that. Okay.
I tootled over to Netflix and see what this show is all about. And Kate, I was hooked.
And did you watch the whole thing?
No. I watched the first two episodes. It's a limited series. It's like 8 episodes. They're each a little over an hour long. And I don't want to give too much away, but I will say it just really appeals to my interests. It's a period drama. Love a period drama. It's set in the 1950s and 60s. And it's about chess, which is something that I'm not like, I know how to play chess. I'm not like obsessed with chess, but I find the analysis of chess and like the going deep on chess, I do find interesting, even though it's not something that like I am particularly interested in partaking of myself. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. Yes, I'm with you.
It also has a teenage female protagonist who's love like it. Broken, but brilliant. I will also say I was a little nervous in the first episode because, and this happens in the first like 5 minutes of the episode. It's not, and I think it's included in the description, so this is not really giving anything away, but the protagonist is orphaned at the very beginning of the show and she goes to an orphanage, and I was like, if this fucking show is about like abuse at the orphanage, I was like I'm not gonna be able to take it.
And it was okay.
But it was okay. There's some like shady stuff, but there's no abuse, there's no physical abuse, there's no sexual abuse. It's like mostly fine. There's some drug issues, but it's mostly totally fine. And then I was afraid. Well, no, actually, I'm not going to say anything else because that will be giving away some spoilers. But anyway, I'm really enjoying it. So if you're looking for another show, give it a shot.
I still haven't even watched the one with the French people or agents.
Oh, my gosh, Kate.
I know. TV, I can't watch. I can't watch TV right now unless it's The Bachelorette. That's basically all I can digest.
That's where you're at.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
I hear you. I get it. And obviously, do what feels good to you. This feels good to me. So I'm doing it.
Yeah, I support it. Well, thank you. You know what feels good to both of us?
What?
Visiting Dory's Hotel.
That does feel good to both of us and to our listeners, apparently.
Apparently people enjoy when we go on strange imaginary tangents to places that don't exist.
Indeed. And actually, we've decided we're going to go to Dory's Hotel next week.
We're
going to
do a full 30 minutes of Dory's Hotel explorations as a sort of self-soothing episode that'll come out the day before the election. Because,
I mean,
look,
if that's not self-care, I don't know what is.
Put it on instead of listening to pundits.
Yes. Turn off MSNBC and go to Dory's Hotel.
Yeah, close that New York Times polling page.
Close the tab.
Yep.
And come to Dory's Hotel. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will get to some listener questions.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right. We're back. Better than ever.
Are we?
I don't know.
Speak for yourself. I'm worse. I'm a mess. I'm doing great. We are better than ever.
Should we address this text from a listener?
Yeah, this is a fun one. This listener writes, "Hi, Cat and Door. I am 16 days postpartum with my first baby, and I'm looking for some advice for a simple and safe postpartum skincare routine. I have dry and somewhat sensitive skin, dark eye circles from lack of sleep, and limited time to do a complicated routine. My skin also feels congested and looks dull. I am looking to reclaim this part of my self-care. Dory, is there anything specific that you used in your postpartum skincare routine? And another question, Dory. In a recent ep, you were talking about your longtime addiction to CoQ10. I'm wondering how you use it, twice a day or nighttime only, and at what step in your routine? Thank you for providing this new mom with a dose of sanity."
Okay. Well, shall I address the CoQ10 first?
Sure. Start there.
I do use it twice a day. I used to only use it once a day, and then I upped it to twice a day. I use it. So here's what I do. I cleanse. At night I cleanse, then I spritz with a mist, and then I put the CoQ10 on while my face is still misty, and then I put my moisturizer on. And in the morning I do the same thing, except I don't usually wash my face in the morning.
Okay.
I love my CoQ10. Was there anything specific that I used in my postpartum skincare routine? I mean, I kept using the CoQ10. I agree. I also had limited time to do a complicated routine. But we both had some suggestions for things you could do. Kate, do you want to share yours?
I thought you could do a mask, because it's a once a week thing. Sounds like you kind of want to get some of that dead skin off your face. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that could also be the reason it's congested and you're feeling a little dull. So I would say like a gentle exfoliating mask. I like the Tata Harper resurfacing mask. Mm-hmm. And I think you could gently and occasionally incorporate glycolic acid into just like your evening skincare routine. Not every day, maybe. You know, also if you have time, consult with a derm or an esthetician. But I think that could also help with some dullness. And also if you incorporated hyaluronic acid at the beginning of your steps, so I think that would make this pre-CoQ10, that would also help your skin suck in moisture. So that might be a fun thing to throw in there as well.
Yeah.
Now I did realize I did just say add a bunch of steps and you have limited time. So circling back, I think something like a mask or just incorporating like exfoliating a couple times a week will give you a little bit of extra zhuzh without adding like 50 steps to your routine.
Yeah. I mean, my only note about this was, you know, the mask and the glycolic acid might be a little too much for your skin if it is dry and sensitive. So try it and see how your skin reacts.
Go slow.
I broke out from vitamin C postpartum, but everyone's skin is different. And some people love it and some people it makes them break out. I personally would just do CoQ10 in the morning and night. And then if you're splurging, I would do my fave, Biossance Squalane and Omega Repair Cream, which I feel like is just such a great all-purpose moisturizer. And if you're not breastfeeding, I would do a gentle retinol like every other night, like the Stratia Night Shift retinol, which is really, truly a gentle retinol.
Yeah. As for the dark circles under your eyes, that's just there now.
Yeah, I mean, concealer.
Yeah, like you can't, nothing's going to solve sleep except sleep. Yeah. So conceal, baby.
Yeah, I mean, if you care to conceal.
Yeah, if you care. Otherwise, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's my mantra.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, I say that lovingly, but you know what I mean?
Of
like,
course, yeah. Of course, I do.
We all feel it. We all have dark circles under our eyes. Lord knows I do.
Yeah.
All right. Dory, this text also kind of relates to the childbearing experience. Do you want to share this one?
I would love to. I'm very early pregnant and want to get ahead of the changes my body will be undergoing. Do you or listeners have a rec for products to begin using now to prevent stretch marks and other pregnancy skin changes to keep everything smooth and healthy? Thanks, a fellow Kate.
Well, hello, my sister. Sister in one monosyllabic name. Well, I first want to say that stretch marks are genetic, from what I understand. So
I echo this.
Yeah, like an oil is not going, I would reframe your thinking on this. I don't think an oil or doing anything to your skin is going to prevent stretch marks. I would say focus on incorporating like a lovely body lotioning or oiling routine because it will feel good.
Yeah.
And it's so nice just to connect with your body and luxuriate and just treat yourself. And look, you know what? I'm saying this to this listener who is pregnant, but this is for anyone, whether you are pregnant or not. I think it's really lovely to just coat your skin in oil the second you get out of the shower when you're still kind of wet, or a nice moisturizer. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be pregnant to do this. So I wanted to recommend some of my favorite oils, but I will say, like, it's as simple as just getting like an almond oil or a vitamin E oil from Trader Joe's. You don't need anything fancy. It kind of depends on what you like.
True. Very true.
But some oils that I love, a scented oil, as Dory knows. I love the Chlor Elements of Comfort body oil. It's beautiful. That's one I use a lot. I'm a big fan of Knipe body oil in Beauty Secret. It's a really lovely smelling oil. And then recently, a company called Esker sent us some body oil, which I have been loving. They sent us their clarifying oil. So that's the only one I've tried, but it's just delicious. And they have a whole line of their whole line is pregnancy safe, according to their website. But then they have a specific line of pregnancy oils that have a little bit like less scent and are really focused on moisturizing. So they might be an interesting brand to check out as well.
Yeah. I was also going to say, well, I was going to echo your comment about stretch marks are genetic. And then I was also going to say that shea butter is a good belly moisturizer. And I like the Hanahana Beauty shea butter moisturizer.
Really? Let's all just rub our bodies with something.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Let's just do that.
It's just such a great way of caring for yourself. And it's quick and easy.
Totally.
All right, let's drop a little voicemail here before we take a break.
Okay, let's do that.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Long time, first time here. I was just listening to you talk about the Fenty under eye concealer, which sounds very interesting, and wanted to chime in on the very valid point about the IT Cosmetics under eye concealer being very good, but also very thick. And I just wanted to share what I do, which is that I use a second concealer with it. And what I use is the Clinique Airbrush Concealer, which is sort of a twist-up fluid that comes in a stick kind of product with a kind of a paintbrush tip. And so then I use that to sort of thin out the IT Cosmetics and really get in there and blend into the corners under your eye. And those two products together are kind of a great powerhouse duo, just like you guys. So thanks for the pod. Love you so much. And keep up the great work.
Aw.
Love that.
We got compared to concealers. That's really sweet. I always admire people who blend different products to make their final look. Like, you know, when someone has a great lip color and they're like, it's five different things.
Totally.
I really admire those people. They're like true artists of makeup.
Yeah. Seems really hard.
We'll figure it out. But hey, that might be, you know, maybe the listener who's dealing with the newborn and isn't sleeping might want to check out one of those concealers.
Totally.
Dory, time for us to take a little break.
Let's do that.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we have returned. Shall I read this email?
Please take us on this journey.
All right, this listener writes two things. One, I'm having my ultimate Forever 35 Friday night. My husband is with his siblings tonight, so I've got the house to myself. I just made myself a rich dinner while listening to TSF Jazz. I'm savoring prosciutto, olives, and feta on a big salad, a chicken and mushroom bake over spaghetti, and eclairs for dessert.
Oh.
It's definitely something that would be part of the complimentary room service at Dory's Hotel. Oh, yes, it would be. Two, can we talk about self-care leading up to, on, and following Election Day? I recently learned that the iPhone allows you to set limits on how long you can use certain apps each day. I'm already limiting my Facebook usage, which has forced me to think about what I look at in that limited time, cute babies and Forever 35 group posts rather than comments on news story posts. I'm getting increasingly anxious about Election Day when we'll learn results and everything that follows, and I'm wondering what everyone else plans to do.
I actually talked to my therapist about this today, and I have written down some steps that I'm taking because, you know, also as was discussed, I had a really hard time with the election in 2016. There was a lot of grief that came up for me. And as my therapist pointed out, like, this is not 2016, so it might feel different. But I've kind of made a note of the things that soothe me that I can actually do, like the previously mentioned watching The Bachelorette, playing Animal Crossing. Like, I can't read a book right now for self. Like, it's too hard for me to read. So knowing what realistically I can do to soothe me, making a plan, like knowing people that I can reach out to, or I happen to know that I'm going to be in the vicinity of people in a socially distanced way on election night because of an activity my kids have. So I know, I kind of know I'll be near people, which feels good. I've made a therapy appointment. I've reached out to see if I can get a little Xanax.
Amazing.
That's what I'm doing. Those are the steps I'm taking. I'm also going to really try to, I know I'm going to be looking at the internet, but also set some boundaries for myself. How about you, Dory? Have you thought about anything for the election to prepare yourself?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a plan. I don't have a plan. The end. Yeah, I mean, I think I've just kind of been not head in the sand about it, but a little bit. Well, we're all doing what we can to get people to vote. And at some point, it's out of our hands. And that point is like election night. And, you know, and I just I feel like I won't want to watch the election returns, but I will want to watch the election returns. And yeah, then as to what I'm going to do the next day, I just don't know.
I mean, you and I have like two work things the next day, which I'm like, what?
We do. Oh, no. I know.
We'll make it. It might be good to have the distraction, though. Like, work might actually be helpful.
I know. Like, I think if we don't have work, then what am I doing? I am sitting in front of my computer refreshing like news sites, and that's not healthy. So I don't know. Oh, yeah. We actually have a very exciting work thing on the day after Election Day.
Yeah, we do. Hopefully we'll be in good spirits for it.
Hopefully we will. I'd love to hear about other listeners' election self-care.
Yeah, talk to us. Because we've only got a limited amount of time left.
Yep.
Dory, a listener did reach out with a Netflix rec that I wanted to share, because this might be a good escape for some people during this time or any time. They said, reaching out with a next Netflix rec, My Octopus Teacher. It's lovely and heartfelt and beautifully shot and not about elections or pandemics or the world falling apart. Beautiful to watch and gave me some hope for the world. I weirdly cried about an octopus.
I have heard great things about this and I have not watched it.
I have too. I want to watch it. So thank you, listener. I might not get to it right away because, you know, I've still got a lot of Bachelorette to catch up on, but this is a great recommendation. It's on my list for sure. Although maybe the next Bachelor or Bachelorette will be an octopus. So.
Oh, now we're talking.
Or what am I talking about? What planet am I living on today?
What are you talking about?
So I think that show makes a great suggestion for an activity of the day, but also we did want to stress that our main activity is to vote.
Yes. Vote
on election day. If you're voting early, get out there now and do it.
Yeah.
Do it. But just please make sure to get out there and vote.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, we will talk to you all later.
All right. Bye, everyone.